We are Sheffield Community Church, where we represent God to the lost and found. This is the podcast of our Sunday service. We hope this message blesses you and leads you to a better life.
Good morning, Sheffield Community Church, and welcome to SCC at Home. We want to extend a warm welcome to those that are joining us from across the globe. Some are joining us through Facebook, some are joining us through Instagram, some are joining us through our Zoom link. We all want to say well done for being here with us. And also thank you for allowing us to come into your homes. And it means that to you while you're sitting in your living room, some of you might be in the kitchen, some you might be watching us at your workplaces. God bless you. Without much ado, we want to get into the Word of God. The title of my message this morning is Overcoming Spiritual Distancing. There is so much social distancing that people are conscious about today. There's so much about physical distancing that people are conscious about today. But there's something much more disturbing, something much more concerning out there that people need to be conscious of and make amends with God. It is called spiritual distancing. And today we want to talk about how can we together overcome spiritual distancing. Let's learn from the master himself. Let's get into the word of God. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Let's go on to chapter 4, verse 1. Let's read verse 1. It says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. We'll read just a few of those and then we'll come back to them here and there as we teach on this subject this morning. See, the book of Matthew records how Mary became pregnant in chapter number 1. And it lists the genealogy of Jesus Christ and Joseph's dream encounter leading him to accept Mary. Now, when you get on to chapter 2, it continues to tell us of the birth of Christ, the parents seeking asylum in Egypt, in Africa, and their return to Nazareth. In chapter 3, where we've read, we are introduced to a certain man called John the Baptist, who was calling for repentance. And he finishes off that book, Matthew finishes off that chapter with the introduction of Jesus coming to be baptized. According to the book of Matthew, where we've read, Jesus had not been in public ministry up until this point. Therefore, according to Matthew, this is the introduction of Jesus to gather masses of Israel, also to mark the beginning of his ministry. So, from where we've read, we want to just pick two things that are what we want us to learn together. Number one, if we are to overcome spiritual distancing, we need to have a desire for spiritual breakthrough. If we are to overcome spiritual distancing, we need to have a desire for spiritual breakthrough. Number two, if we are to overcome spiritual distancing, we need to have a desire for spiritual growth. As we go, we will learn what is this spiritual distancing, what does it look like? Amen. Now, let's go back to number one, desire spiritual breakthrough. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, the Bible said, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. In that moment, the Bible says, at that moment, heaven was opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Now, spiritual breakthroughs come out of spiritual lockdowns. I'll say that again. Spiritual breakthroughs come out of spiritual lockdowns. Solitary places are spiritual lockdowns. Confinements are spiritual lockdowns. If you read the Bible well, you realize that Paul the apostle also went into solitary place when he had an encounter with Jesus, when he had an experience with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Spiritual breakthroughs come out of spiritual lockdowns or spiritual experiences where there is no human interaction. Jesus went into a solitary place after experiencing an awesome baptism where heavens were opened. I'll go back to Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. It says in verse 16, "And when he was baptized, he went out of the water." And at that point, two things happened. Number one, at that moment, heaven opened. Number one. Secondly, and the Spirit of God descended on him. Those are the two things that happened at the experience of baptism for Jesus. Now, after the lockdown in the wilderness, the Bible tells us then that he was then led into the wilderness after that experience. He came down from that mountain when he was tempted by the devil. He came down from that mountain and he began to heal people. He began to perform miracles. You need a spiritual experience to have a spiritual breakthrough. Up until this point, we had not read in the book of Matthew that Jesus was publicly in ministry. Jesus' baptism for him was a spiritual experience that activated spiritual breakthrough. We know that baptism is an outward sign of an inward commitment. That's an experience happening. That's why we encourage everybody to invite everybody to witness their baptism. Why? Because it is a spiritual experience. And I believe, according to what we've read here, what the Bible says, and at that moment, heaven opened. Why? Because Jesus had that spiritual experience that then activated a spiritual breakthrough for him. Not that he was bound somewhere, no, but this is a teaching that if we are to have a spiritual breakthrough, we need to have an experience with God. The Bible says at that moment, heaven opened, and then he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Nobody else saw that. According to Matthew, the Bible says, and he, which means Jesus, and he saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. But there were people there around him. They couldn't see that experience. They couldn't experience that experience because it was not their experience. Hallelujah. But the Bible goes on to say, and everybody who was there, then the Bible says, and a voice came from heaven. People can hear the voice. People can hear the voice. People will see your breakthrough. They might not see your experience. They will not know your story. They will not know how difficult it has been for you to get through to your breakthrough. Because they've not been there when you're experiencing hardship, when you're pressing in on God. Maybe somebody today is going to receive their prophetic word, their declaration. Their heavens are going to be opened. But the heavens will only open when you've had a spiritual experience. But that spiritual experience comes out of a desperation to have an experience with God. As we remain in lockdown, or maybe some who want to call it semi-lockdown, what are you doing to encounter God? What are you doing to overcome spiritual distancing from God? People that are experiencing spiritual distance, we can see that their prayer life is dry. We can see that they can't quote scripture. We can see that they keep falling into the same sin over and over again. That's spiritual distancing. We can see that they beat up their wives. They shout at their husbands. They do not have a limit. But when you begin to have a spiritual experience with God, when you say, God, enough is enough. I want something better. When you begin to press into God and say, Lord, nothing else matters. I'm going to use this physical lockdown, this social distancing, this physical distancing for my spiritual experience with you so that I can emerge out of this lockdown with a spiritual breakthrough. With a spiritual breakthrough. Your expectation shall not be cut off in Jesus' name. I say to somebody, your expectation, if you're pressing in for a spiritual experience so that you can have a spiritual breakthrough, if you're pressing in, your expectation shall not be cut off. There'll be no more delay. Your desire for good shall be granted in the name of Jesus. Your little effort will yield plenty. Your little effort will yield plenty in the name of Jesus. What am I saying? Because sometimes we think if we pray for a long time, that's when a spiritual breakthrough comes. It is what's in our hearts. Where are we with God in our hearts? What is our standing with God? Have a spiritual experience with God for a spiritual breakthrough. That's how you overcome spiritual distancing with God. Hallelujah. I announce to somebody today that you need spiritual experience to have spiritual breakthrough, just like Jacob. Somebody might be wondering, saying, I got baptized, but I didn't experience my breakthrough. Listen, your breakthrough is coming. It might be delayed, but there's no denial. Your breakthrough is coming your way. Yours might not come because you've heard that didn't have a spiritual experience in baptism. But look at what is happening with Jacob. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. I won't read it, but the story is that Jacob has sent all his household ahead of him. And he says, go and I will come and meet with you over there across the river. So he stayed behind overnight. What he did overnight, if you read verse 24 of chapter 32 of Genesis, the Bible says, Jacob wrestled with the men all night. All night. If you have not had a spiritual experience, try to wrestle with God in prayer all night. Your answer is sure to come. Hallelujah. Your answer is sure to come. Because for this man, Jacob, he said, I'm going to meet with my brother. I did him wrong. I stole his position in the family. I tricked him. That's why my name is called Jacob. There's a planter. But for me to have a good life, for me to overcome this spiritual distancing with my brother, for me to overcome this hurdle in front of me, I need an all-night wrestling with heaven. Because there are some things, my brothers and sisters, that will not just go away. And they need you to wrestle with. But the good news is we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. We do not wrestle with flesh and blood. That's the Bible. The Bible goes on to say, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. If there is any stronghold that is waiting ahead of you, trying to block you from your spiritual breakthrough, I declare of your life today that you will overcome it. You will overcome it. Any hurdle that's coming your way, it is under your feet. as long as you seek to have a spiritual experience with God in prayer, just like what happened with Jacob. The Bible tells us in Genesis 32, verse 24, that he wrestled with a man all night. And we know that that man was God. Hallelujah. You go on to verse 28. The Bible then says, because you wrestled with God and men. Listen to this. Because you wrestled with God and men, you prevailed. Your name is no longer Jacob. Your name is no longer the supplanter, but Israel, meaning triumphant with God. Do you see what happens when you press into God in prayer? When you say, Lord, I am not going to be just sleeping. I want to get a hold of you. I want an answer. I want a spiritual experience that I'm going to have all night. If it means I'm going to have a dislocated hip, I'm going to have one. If it means I'm going to have sleepless nights, I'm going to have them. Why? Because I want to overcome this spiritual distancing. I want my relationship with my brother to be made whole. I want my name to be changed. Now, remember the Bible says in verse 28, for you wrestled with God, that man overnight, and man. The man the Bible is talking about is Laban. Remember where Jacob was at? He was doing all he can, but Laban continued to shift goalposts for him. But the Bible says, because you wrestled with God and man, I'm changing your name. You are triumphant. You are victorious. You are more than a conqueror today because you're pressing into God, because you're saying, I no longer want spiritual distancing. I don't want a dry Christian walk. I don't want to just become a Christian on Sunday. I want to be a Christian every day. Hallelujah. This is what happened with Jacob, wrestled owner. How do I get to overcome this spiritual distancing? Utilize the time of social distancing, or some people call it physical distancing, to get closer to God in prayer. Press in, press in. Put the full throttle down and say, Lord, I'm going to get to know you better this season. You might need to spend an all night in prayer. If that is what you feel in God, God is leading you to do. Do it. By the way, you do not need the church to call for an all-night prayer. You can do it by yourself. You know the Labans that you're having to deal with. You know the brother that is beyond the brook, that is coming to meet with you. You know what needs to be changed in your life. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 20:13, if you love sleep, you end up in poverty. So check your life. The Bible says if you love sleep, you end up in poverty. These are the days not to love sleep, brothers and sisters. Find moments to get hold of God. You have some spiritual wrestling. Jacob was not in a house when he wrestled with God. He was out in the field. It was cold over there. But he said, cold or no cold, coronavirus flying in the air or not, I am going to be wrestling with God out here. But how privileged we are that we can do that in the comfort of our homes, so that we can overcome spiritual distancing with God. Number two, desire spiritual growth. Desire spiritual growth. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11 details Jesus was led by the Spirit That's what the Bible says. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And there he was tempted by the devil. Now, let me read this one. Overcoming spiritual distancing needs a spiritual hunger to have a spiritual growth. I'll say that again. Overcoming spiritual distancing needs a spiritual hunger to have spiritual growth. This might sound like stuff we have heard every day in church. You know, by now, that you don't need to be reminded that you need to feast on the word. You don't need to be reminded. You know that. In Matthew, where we've read earlier, the Bible says, and Jesus was led by who? By the Spirit himself. The one he had just experienced coming out of the water. In led him into the wilderness. Why? What was the reason? The Bible says, to be tempted of the devil. So if the Son of God was led into the wildernesses, talk of dry places where you feel socially distanced from people that you love, you can't give them a hug and you can't just visit your pastor's house and be prayed for, you can't come to the church office and be counseled, and you know it's a dry place where you are at. But tell you something, the Bible here says the Spirit led Jesus into those places to be tempted of the devil. So whatever you're going through is not unique to man. Whatever you're going through is not unique to mankind. Hallelujah. It's not unique to mankind. This is what I say. If you are to have spiritual growth so that you overcome a spiritual distancing, what you need to understand is the level of your anointing attracts greater challenges. The amount of your anointing attracts greater temptation from the devil, not from God. The greater the grace upon your life, the greater the obstacles. If the Son of God was not going to have anointing on the cheap, what about you and I? Hallelujah. What about you and I? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says, my grace is sufficient for you. If you need to have growth in God, you need to understand that the grace of God is sufficient for you to be able, in these moments of dryness, in these moments of social distancing, in these moments of probably you are so spiritually distanced from God, you need to understand that the grace of God is able to draw you near him. 1 Corinthians 10, 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. So whatever you're going through is not unique. The Bible continues to say, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, you will provide a way out so that you can enjoy it. I'm here to announce the way out of your spiritual distancing from God is to do the Jesus way. When he was tempted, he quoted scripture. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. When he was tempted the second time, he said he did not run into some other quotation from somewhere, but scripture. He said, you shall not put the Lord God to test. When he was tempted the third time, what did he do? He took a higher gear. He said, you can hear this. He said, be gone, Satan. In chapter 4, verse 10 of Matthew, he said, be gone, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. I like the tone in Jesus' statement there. He says, be gone from me, Satan. That spiritual annoyance. Listen to what the Bible says. Verse 11 says, the Bible says, and the devil left him. Why hasn't the devil left you alone? We know you will keep trying, but you need to have spiritual annoyance of him. Just say scripture that just hits him right on the head. Scripture that puts him under your feet. That's what the Bible prescribes, that he must be under our feet. He can only be under our feet when you are using the word. If you are going to have spiritual growth, you need to be able to quote scripture. The reason you are not overcoming spiritual distancing is because you do not know what God says about your situation. The word must be your weapon of choice. I'll say that again. The word of God must be your weapon of choice. What is your weapon of choice when you're faced with temptation? What is your weapon of choice when you're faced with spiritual distancing? What is your weapon of choice when your spiritual walk with God is dry? I encourage you and invite you to come and quote scripture. Use the weapon of choice. Get into the higher gear of spiritual annoyance, like Jesus said, "Be gone, Satan." He also said to Peter, "Get behind this Satan." Take ownership of your spiritual growth in these days of social distancing. Take ownership of your spiritual growth if you are feeling spiritually distanced from God. You can't rely on your pastor all the time. You can certainly rely on the word. I'll give you an illustration as we finish. Think with me for a moment. God forbid if this happens to you. Putting the wrong fuel in your car. If you do, there are two things that will happen. Number one, the engine will stop. You might drive the car for a short distance, but once the fuel hits the engine is done. You might see an abnormal smoke from your exhaust. That will tell you that you've put wrong fuel in. When you realize that this is what has happened, you need to do two things. If you realize you've put the wrong fuel, or if you see bad smoke coming out of your exhaust, stop. Don't drive your car. But the problem we have with Christians today, we are afraid to stop and take stock. If you see bad smoke coming out of your life, things that are not supposed to be happening in your life are happening, stop and take stock. Why? Because you might be driving the wrong way. You might be driving along the lane of spiritual distancing yourself from God. The only smoke that should be visible out of your exhaust, whatever that is, must be spiritual sacrifice. The Bible tells us that our bodies are a living sacrifice. We can sing, we used to sing, we bring sacrifice of praise. Those are the things that should be coming out of your exhaust, out of your mouth. Your mouth becomes the exhaust, isn't it? Reflect on your walk with Christ. The social distancing, in this social distancing period, if there is a lot of abnormal smoke, seek to refuel on the word. Seek to refuel through scripture. Jesus used scripture throughout his temptation. What are you using? If you use anything else, the Bible, we used to say when we were growing up, everywhere else is sinking sand. But the word, firm foundation. If you are to overcome spiritual distancing, you need to stand firm on the word. The second thing you need to do if you've put wrong fuel in your car, drain the bad fuel. It's no point continuing going on with it. If you do, the engine dies and you won't be able to recover it. Somebody today needs to call for some fuel draining services, without which you will remain spiritually distanced in your fellowship with God. Usually when you have put the wrong fuel, you call some fuel draining services, don't you? It will cost you some money, but you will save the engine from further damage. I feel that today somebody needs to stop and take stock. Am I walking in spiritual distancing? What should I do? I need to ring fuel draining services. And I've got a number that you can call. I repeat again, I've got a number that you can call. The number is Jeremiah 33 verse 3. The Bible says, call to me and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Is anyone searching today to refuel with the right fuel? Is anyone searching today for God to come and drain the bad stuff out of you so that that spiritual distancing you've been experiencing is taken away and you begin to have newness of life? The Bible goes on to say in Isaiah 55, come and buy without money. When you call on this number, you're not going to use any money. All you do, use scripture. The Bible says in Isaiah 55, come to the waters. If you do not have money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy without money and without cost. By the way, the cost is already paid for by Calvary. At Calvary by the Lord Jesus Christ. Today you can overcome your spiritual distancing from God. Your fellowship is being broken with God. You can come back if you go back into the Word. Seek the face of the Lord. Press in there. You will overcome. God bless you, and I hope that this social distancing is helping you to seek the face of God and grow spiritually and get hold of God, you and your families. God bless you.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, take courage and visit us in person. We would love to meet you and get to know you more. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon.